Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here outside the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Now, on the Trump docket yesterday up at the Appellate Division, yet another slapdown. A single judge turned down a TRO, temporary restraining order, to delay the trial based on the gag order. So it looks like jury selection will begin April 15th. And there'll be a decision on that day on by the full panel on that. And then on April 22nd, a decision about his bid to change venue. He tried all of these things on an emergency basis, and now they're going on a kind of more regular PI basis, preliminary injunction basis. And on the 29th, on the gag order, but it doesn't look like any of those appellate division moves are going to delay jury selection beginning in a few short days, and we'll be covering it. Behind me, you'll have police barricades on Worth Street, and who knows how early one has to get there, but we'll be doing our best. Meanwhile, well, also in the political sphere, Amy Harris, for the sale of Ashley Biden's diary, got 1 month in jail. She was going to get no jail time, but she didn't show up for sentencing for 11 times. She had some, we live tweeted it, and you can see some of what she said if you look at on X at Inner City Press. Victory for court transparency. Long time ago, Inner City Press filed a motion with Judge Jesse M. Furman in the case of Joshua Schulte, the man serving a long sentence for having been convicted of leaking the Vault 7 CIA files, malware, to WikiLeaks. He's serving a long sentence, but we sought to unseal the Classified Information Procedures Act transcripts of the hearings because most of the case was sealed. And yesterday, Judge Furman issued a decision saying while SEPA, which was passed by Congress, trumps the common law right to those transcripts, it does not trump the First Amendment, and they must be released, of course, with some redactions, and we'll see the specifics. But this then opens up, we're declaring it here. This is a vlog exclusive. We will be extending this decision, just as people have talked about another decision by Judge Furman and Chavez about conditions in the MDC. We're going to be raising this in many other cases in which the SEPA transcripts have been, including that of Juan Orlando Hernandez. Hay una decisión aquí que dice que algunas cosas que antes eran secreto ahora tienen que ser público, y vamos a seguir con eso en el caso de Juan Orlando Hernandez y otros casos de narcodrama. Okay, then. We're about to go in, but we're covering the Avi Eisenberg crypto trial. Many people are saying it actually goes to the heart of DeFi and smart contracts. It's kind of a much more heady case than the fraud of Sam Bankman-Fried, in which Ryan Salome will now be sentenced in May. We're going to be covering all of that, but for now, we've got to get into the Avi Eisenberg case. The UN is closed today, but we're going to have an exclusive story about them, even as they ban us. Inner City Press, to be continued.